Jeff, and we are in a sort of a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that TEFRA and the TEFRA provisions that we've been dealing with are going away, but the bad news is that we've got a new set of rules to deal with. There was actually a program on this topic last summer at this conference. They had a presentation on it, and so you might sort of say, well, why are we revisiting it? And the answer is because it's becoming more immediate. It really is just around the corner. And so we know that a lot of people are thinking about it and asking questions about it. And so it made sense to go through it. And what we want to do is reinforce what you may have already heard about these new rules, and then also describe how you might want to go about thinking about how you're going to revise your documents to accommodate this new set of rules that we are all going to be dealing with. So we're going to summarize the rules, and then we're going to get into some sample provisions that we've pulled together to give you some suggestions for drafting revisions that you might want to make to your documents. The Bipartisan Budget Act was enacted at the end of 2015, and in case you haven't noticed this, the lingo is becoming the phrase BBA. Everyone is just talking about the BBA provisions. So we used to refer to, I've got to put those TEFRA provisions in my partnership agreement or my company agreement. As one of my associates said, the TERFA provisions she put in there. But the TEFRA provisions were what we used to put in. Now you'll hear people say, what are you doing about the BBA? And they're referring to this set of rules.